This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right, lots to get to this hour. So the right now the Senate is still going back and forth over the One Big Beautiful Bill. And Senator Rand Paul is still very, very upset with how much debt the bill adds. Obviously, you heard Tom Tillis earlier. He's upset, and now he's not going to run for re-election again. So he's out, and that's where things stand. However, the White House, the president, optimistic that they'll get this bill. Don't know if he'll get it by July 4th. That's the president's goal. He wants to sign it by Friday, the 4th of July. He also teed off today on Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed, and Caroline Leavitt read a whole list of other countries and their interest rates, because the president's point is, listen, inflation has cooled big time. Gas is the lowest it's been in a long time. Why can't you lower interest rates? Because Americans want to borrow money. They want to borrow money. And look, a lot of things have cooled. I mean, the housing market's cooled a lot. Some of that is lack of inventory, but some of it's the fact that, you know, these mortgage rates are so high. Why can't you lower rates? You lowered them under Biden. Why can't you lower them under me? So, I mean, he's teed off against Powell. And it is amazing how the president does not have the kind of ability you think he would have to be able to control some of these things. But this is why the creature from Jekyll Island and the Federal Reserve has so much power. And it's also gotten us into such a mess all these years because it has really no oversight. We don't elect the people on the Fed. We don't elect the Board of Governors. We don't elect the Fed chairman. So, you know, this is the issue. But the president is losing his patience. And he's very upset that Jerome Powell, as he calls him, Jerome Too Late Powell, and his entire board should be ashamed of themselves for allowing this to happen in the United States. They have one of the easiest yet most prestigious jobs in America, and they have failed and continue to do so. If they were doing their job properly, our country would be saving trillions of dollars in interest costs. The board just sits there and watches, so they are equally to blame. We should be paying 1% interest or better. So what he did was he took a list of the world central bank rates, and he wrote him a handwritten note. And the note reads as follows. Jerome, you are, as usual, too late. You have cost the USA a fortune and continue to do so. You should lower the rate by a lot. Hundreds of billions of dollars being lost. No, I can't read the other part of the president's handwriting here. And then it's signed Donald Trump. And it has a list. Switzerland, Cambodia, Japan, Denmark, Thailand, Botswana, on and on and on it goes. And then we are number 35 on the list with the rate of 4.5%. Switzerland is 0.25%. And the president wrote, should be here. And he pointed to Denmark. Denmark's at 1.75%. Say Chile's, I think it's how you pronounce it, 1.75%. Thailand, 1.75%. So the president circled from Switzerland all the way to there. So it should be, in his opinion, somewhere between 0.25% to 1.75%. Instead, we're at 4.5%. Along with Cameroon, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Guatemala, Israel, Mauritius, Norway, the Republic of Congo, and Vietnam. So, yeah, a lot of countries are doing better than us, including Canada, Cuba, China, Papua New Guinea, Kuwait, and the UK, where it's very hot for Wimbledon. Very, very hot. So, yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, we're all hoping that happens. I know there's people that bought houses when rates were high. They're hoping to refinance them. There's people that are maybe waiting to buy or waiting to sell because they can't sell until they have something to buy. And they're hoping the interest rates come down soon. But obviously, inflation has cooled a lot. And it would be nice. You know, it'd be really nice if this happens. There's good news, though, out of the courts. I mentioned this earlier. So the court ruled against these nationwide injunctions. And then last week, also, the court ruled that you can't just put our kids through the indoctrination without giving parents the ability to opt out. So the case that the Supreme Court ruled on, a 6-3 ruling, was Mahmoud v. Taylor. And it held that the Montgomery County Board of Education in Maryland, their policy of not allowing Muslim and Christian parents to opt their children out of instruction involving LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet, themed storybooks, violated the parents' First Amendment right to free exercise of religion. Now, we've talked about these books over the years. A lot of these books are freaking insane, borderline pornographic, in many cases, pornographic. And either way, parents were looking for a way to have their kids opt out of this stuff. And in Montgomery County, they said, no, you can't. The board's introduction of the, this is from DelawareValleyJournal.com, great site, Linda Stein writing this, our buddy. The court said in their majority opinion, the board's introduction of the LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet inclusive storybooks, along with its decision to withhold opt-outs, places an unconstitutional burden on the parents' right to the free exercise of their religion. The parents have therefore shown that they are likely to succeed in their free exercise claims. They have likewise shown entitlement to a preliminary injunction pending the completion of their lawsuit, wrote Justice Samuel Alito in the majority opinion. One of the books parents found objectionable was Pride Puppy, which was taught to children ages 5 and younger. It featured scenes from a gay pride parade, including references to a drag queen. The district's attorney, the school district attorney, told the Supreme Court that the book is no longer in the curriculum, bolstering the parents' argument that it is not appropriate. The district argued that allowing students to opt out of the LGBTQ curriculum would be too disruptive. However, the court noted the district may and has, on many other occasions, allowed students to opt out. Justice Alito, writing for the majority, said, to start, we cannot accept the board's characterization of the LGBTQ plus inclusion instruction as mere exposure to objectionable ideas or as lessons in mutual respect. As we have explained, the storybooks unmistakably convey a particular viewpoint about same-sex marriage and gender. And the board has specifically encouraged teachers to reinforce this viewpoint and to reprimand any children who disagree. That goes far beyond mere exposure. Upper Darby parent Terry Tracy, our buddy from Broad and Liberty, says he's thrilled by the decision, asked why. He told Delaware Valley Journal that he really can't do better than Justice Alito. A government cannot condition the benefit of free public education on parents' acceptance of such instruction. Justice Sonia Sotomayor penned the dissent in which she claimed the court invents a constitutional right allowing parents to choose to keep their children home based on their religious values. Casting aside long-side precedent, the court invents a constitutional right to avoid exposure to subtle themes contrary to religious principles that parents wish to instill in their children. Exposing students to the message that LGBTQ people exist and that their loved ones may celebrate their marriages and life events is enough to trigger the most demanding form of judicial scrutiny, she accused the majority in their opinion. She added, given the great diversity of religious beliefs in this country, countless interactions that occur every day in public schools might expose children to messages that conflict with a parent's religious beliefs. The result would be chaos for this nation's public schools. But that's not true, because obviously it's not going to be chaos. It's going to be fine. Like everything else, it'll be fine. Her problem is not the chaos it'll cause to our schools. Her problem is that Justice Sonia Sotomayor and the other lefties on the court want to indoctrinate our children. They don't believe in parental role in their kids' education in any way, shape, or form. They don't believe in parental choice. They don't believe in school choice. They view schools, public schools, as indoctrination centers. And they want to have the government to keep the ability to indoctrinate your kids, my kids, without any say from the parents. And the more that parents get involved on the local level, the more they want to take it out of the local hands and put it into the hands of the state, the more that the state gets involved and does things, they want to take it out of the hands of the state and give it to the feds. So eventually what they want is a top-down system where they can have their indoctrination flowing into every schoolroom in America, every classroom. And so when the president comes out and says, we're going to shut down the Department of Education, they freak out because that's their last stop. They want to be able to use that as their place they can ensure the indoctrination occurs. If you have, say, a red state that won't put up with it. Because, you know, in some states, they've got sensible people that are running those states. And so this is not even a big deal. They have ways for their kids to opt out. They don't even teach a lot of this crap in school. Because you got to really wonder why a kid who's 5 years old needs to read about Pride Puppy. The only reason to read about Pride Puppy is to indoctrinate that kid. That's it. It's the same reason why they want to teach kids that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. They don't want there to be any question about this. They want that to just be as much a fact as water's wet and gravity keeps you grounded. You know, that's it. I mean, I want it to be a scientific fact, and they don't want any sort of discussion or debate around that. So, for example, if you were to say, well, maybe boys can't be girls because there might be other factors involved here that might make somebody who's a boy think he's a girl, that's not allowed to be debated in the classroom. That's what we mean by indoctrination. What the lefties on the court and what lefties in general want you to believe is that, no, we're fostering debate. This is just debate. We're just having debates on these things. No, you're not. You want indoctrination on these things. It's the same reason why, and this is why going into the New Jersey governor's race this November, it's going to be crucial. And there was a poll that was published, and I read this in the New York Post today, that a majority, 65%, believe that if Jack Cittirelli, the Republican nominee for governor, focuses on this issue as a big core issue, he will win. And I think that number is a lot higher than 65%, just based on my anecdotal evidence of talking to other parents. I know they think this stuff is nonsense. I know that they don't want to be left in the dark if their kids are going through something like this. Because in my opinion, it's a mental health crisis. Kids who think they're in the wrong body, they're going through a mental health crisis. And they need to be dealt with. They need to be helped. But the lie that's told by the left is that, well, if you tell parents, the parents will kill them or beat them or something else. And obviously, as Jack Cittirelli has said, well, you know, we'll obviously make exceptions if there is a real threat, a real genuine concern about public safety or safety of that child. But for the most part, that's just a bunch of BS. It's just an excuse that's used by the left to keep parents in the dark. And the other part of this, too, which is the issue of indoctrination writ large here, is that if parents are able to have a say in this process of where their kids go to school, for example, then you can really mitigate a lot of the effects of indoctrination, whether it's on climate change or LGBTQ nonsense or any of the other nonsense, because you can send your kids to a school that more aligns with your values. And accordingly, the lefties can send their kids to schools that more align with their values, too. But since we don't have school choice, this battle has to be waged in public schools because we don't have school choice. If you can't afford to send your kid to a school that more aligns with your values, then you're stuck in a public school. The left wants you to be stuck, and then they want to indoctrinate your kids and not give you the ability to be able to send them someplace else. An attorney for the Independence Law Center by the name of Jeremy Samick said this is a critical victory for parental rights, as articulated in our brief. Just as parents have the right to prevent coercion into specific religious doctrines, they also have the right to protect their children from gender identity indoctrination in schools. I mean, it's crazy because when I was growing up, when you were growing up, this was so not even a thing. You know what I mean? We never had to worry about any of this stuff. But now it's so commonplace that you've got to now have this battle in court. The Independence Law Center is a public interest law firm affiliated with the nonprofit Pennsylvania Family Institute. Our friends over there, they do great work. Marlene Prey, executive director of the Rainbow Room in Bucks County, a club for LGBTQ plus kids ages 14 to 21 that is affiliated with Planned Parenthood, declined to respond to a request for comment. My daughter's 5. She does not need to be reading a book about Pride Puppy. Thank God she's not, but I'm just saying she doesn't need to be reading. Nobody needs to be reading that crap. But the earlier they can start with this climate change, and climate change indoctrination is another one too, because that's, for example, in New Jersey schools, a mandatory curriculum. You got to indoctrinate your kids on climate change. And it's annoying, to say the least. But this is why you need to vote for the Republican this November's election in New Jersey, because he will turn around and he will say, hey, everybody on the Board of Education, with hopefully one exception, that's Andy Mulvihill, because he's fantastic, I want your resignation, and we're going to put people on there with common sense, and we're going to stop the indoctrination of our kids. Then we push school choice, because until we have it, you're stuck. I mean, that's it. You're stuck. That's it. Your kids are stuck. You're stuck. Everybody's stuck. That's how that goes. So. And I applaud the Supreme Court for this, and I applaud the Supreme Court for their decision striking down nationwide injunctions. And I mentioned this earlier in the show, but it's worth mentioning again. This is, at one point, Justice Elena Kagan, let's do the flashback, Sean, to cut number 8. At one point, all the way back in 2022, I know a really, 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 really long time ago, 3 whole friggin' years, Justice Elena Kagan said the following regarding nationwide injunctions, cut number 8.
That can't be right, that one district court, whether it's in the Trump years, people used to go to the Northern District of California, and in the Biden years, they go to Texas. And it just can't be right that one district judge can stop a nationwide policy in its tracks and leave it stopped for the years that it takes to go through normal process.
Okay, that was a long time ago, 2022. All these years later, she now voted no on stopping nationwide injunctions. Here's President Donald Trump, cut number 9. He was on with Maria Bartiromo, applauding the decision and sounding very much like Elena Kagan all the way back in 2022. Cut 9.
Mr. President, tell me about the significance of the Supreme Court ruling on the nationwide injunctions. Will that help
you? It took the court system out of the presidency to a large extent. The courts were almost like being the president, and you can't have it. It was such a big decision. This is one of the biggest decisions where you would have a local federal judge who was radical left determining the policy for the whole nation. And now they can't do that anymore. They can go locally, but they can't go all over. A judge from Massachusetts can't make the policy for Oklahoma and other places throughout the nation. So this was a massive decision.
Yeah, it really was. Sounds like Elena Kagan in 2022. Long time ago. All right, where do we stand right now with the one big beautiful bill? And where do we stand with that whack job socialist communist kook in New York City? All that is still to come as we continue along here in our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
John Stossel, so hat tip to Johnny Cook on Twitter for saying this my way. We had the soda tax in Philadelphia. What a freaking disaster it was. Like all these lefty policies, the soda tax in Philly was another one of that. Led to grocery food deserts, grocery stores closing. Of course, it's a tax on the poor. It's terrible. All of it's terrible. John Stossel's great. Rocking one of the all-time great mustaches. I mean, really, like a top 10 mustache, in my opinion. Top 10 of all time. In terms of libertarians, probably the number one most libertarian mustache, I would argue. Anyway, let's cube cut number 12. John Stossel posted this at Reason.com, looking into Philadelphia's soda tax and the disaster that it's been. Remember, that was one of Jim Kenney's claims to fame. Take a listen.
Want a soda? Well, you'll pay more for these in Philadelphia because a few years ago, Philadelphia politicians voted to tax these.
The ayes are 13, the nays are 4. Majority of members present.
Listen to the applause. The politicians said the tax will fund early childhood education.
This will be great for this community and to help a lot of families.
But did it actually fund education and help families? I first reported on this 5 years ago. At the end of this video, I'll explain what has happened 5 years later. But first, let's recap. Philadelphia store owners hated the new tax.
It's a bad tax.
Melvin Robinson, who runs Bruno's Pizza, says the soda tax is killing his business.
What do your customers say?
What they say, they're not buying it.
I refuse to buy soda in Philadelphia.
For a 20-ounce soda, almost $3.
So instead of buying at Bruno's, they cross the street. Because Bruno's is located right on the outer edge of Philly.
If I got to get a soda or a juice, I go right across the street.
Right. These customers just cross the street, save a buck.
When I want something to drink, I go right there.
But he comes here for the pizza.
Yeah, yeah, they got the best slice in town.
But the soda tax still punishes Melvin. This happens whenever local governments impose special new taxes.
Like, who should pay $3 for a drink that they used to get for 99 cents?
If customers can escape, they will. Do the politicians think about that? So a buck more for one of these.
It definitely is more, but it's for what we feel are good, is a good reason, for a good cause.
Then, City Councilman William Greenlee said, Philadelphia needs the tax money.
Nothing else that we could come up with could raise that kind of funding.
But soda taxes are disproportionately paid by poor people. Even so-called progressives campaigned against this tax.
You don't have to fund childcare on the backs of the poorest people in this
Bernie!
That's a regressive way to raise funds.
Bernie!
It hits the poor most. Well, even Bernie Sanders opposes this tax.
I didn't know Bernie opposed it, but okay. Remember, we're raising enough money to put 2,700 kids in pre-K and to open 11 community schools.
The pizza parlor's customers didn't think their taxes were being well spent.
Preschool? I doubt that very much.
The mayor says he's helping people.
He ain't helping me. He's tearing me up.
Now, Bernie yelling about the soda tax is one of those rare times that, you know, we could all agree with Bernie Sanders. I mean, Megaphone Bernie was not happy about this. And listen, when you're yelling like that behind a megaphone, you need a cold soda. You do. You get parched. Not easy. You're yelling, you know?
The backs of the working poor. Does anybody have a mellow yellow or a fresca for Bernie? Because I'm parched over here.
Not easy. You know what I mean? Water doesn't do the trick. You got to have a fresca, something like that. So how did it work out? How did it work out? Well, here's what happened. This is Cut 13, Part 2, John Stossel reporting on Philadelphia's soda tax. Take a listen.
Meanwhile, taxes create unintended consequences. Soda sales did drop by almost 40%, but alcohol sales rose.
Yes.
Now some people are buying more liquor. Less Coke, more liquor.
I don't know about that, because we have a liquor tax, too. So.
Politicians love taxes on unhealthy things, and so do the media. They applauded when Denmark taxed fatty food.
Denmark has decided to implement what they're calling a fat tax. Basically, you go to the supermarket, you buy a food that has above a certain level of fat, they charge you extra. All right, do we feel good about this, Doc?
Absolutely.
But Danes just crossed the border to shop in other countries. Within a year, Denmark repealed its fat tax. But Philadelphia isn't repealing anything.
People in this town already pay 44 taxes. State income tax, sales tax, cigarette and alcohol taxes. Philadelphia has a very high income tax compared to other places. How can you not have enough money?
The wage tax is
rolling in money.
And that, I don't know about that, but there's a lot to do out there, John.
$4 million for the Office of Arts and Culture. Funded two sessions of dance instruction, teach youth empowerment, social issues through hip-hop.
Office of Arts and Culture does a very good job in the city of Philadelphia.
Like, we need that. Like, we need that.
They're funding the arts.
What arts? People trying to live.
Politician says we got to raise money.
Stop stealing. That would be nice.
I don't know that he's stealing, but he pays himself $121,000 bucks a year.
Wow.
You make $121,000 a year, three times what the median income, what your citizens make.
Well, I don't think that's terribly unusual for elected officials.
Sadly, he's right. Politicians routinely make much more than the people they allegedly serve.
A lot of citizens should make more money.
Well, they can't make more money when you're taxing them to death.
Well, I don't think we're taxing them to death.
5 years later, what's happened? Greenlee left the government. And Bruno's wasn't quite taxed to death. It is still in business. But did the tax money, as promised, make big improvements to education? No. Turns out less than half the money went to that. Most was just dumped into the city's general fund. As often happens, Philadelphia's soda tax took money mostly from poorer people and gave it to politicians to spend on whatever they want.
There you go. I'm just saying that this is what the left does and what the left's about to do by electing this lunatic in New York. But there's another part of this, too, that I don't think really they get into. It's more than just the money, too. The left likes to social engineer by taxing things that they don't think are good for us as a way to condition behavior and at the same time make money. And then at the same time that they do that, they then get to have more control. So, for example, they tell us smoking's bad. They don't ban it. I'm not saying they should, but they don't ban it. They just tax the hell out of it. They say soda's bad. They don't ban it. I'm not saying they should. They just tax the hell out of it. If they had their way, they would do this with red meat. They would do this for red meat because of climate change. And because they would argue, well, you know, meat's bad. It's bad for you. It's a heart attacks and cholesterol and blah, 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 which, by the way, is not true. But that's what they would say. That's what they'd argue. And then instead of turning around and banning it, which there's some on the left who would love to do for the name of, in the name of climate change. I mean, Kamala Harris said that. There was a time when she said she wanted to ban cheeseburgers. By the way, I love that one guy, that one guy in Philly, that black guy was like, yeah, the arts, what? People trying to live. Yeah, exactly. This is why in the 2024 election in Philadelphia, Donald Trump made huge gains with black and Latino voters, winning Latino voters in the city and then making the biggest gains in black voters in Republican presidential politics since the 70s. There's a big reason for that. But remember something else, too, with soda, for example, right? I don't think soda is the devil. I think soda is soda. And there are more and more healthier alternatives to the classic big brand sodas that you know. There's all these startup sodas. I'm not a big soda guy, but I'm just saying there's all these startups of healthier sodas. But if it's already expensive to produce a healthier version than what the big manufacturer, than what big soda's doing, and then you slap a tax on it, and it's not just soda, it's not right to call it a soda tax. Actually, it's a sweetened beverage tax. So any beverage that had sweetness added to it, even flavored water, was subject to the and is subject to the quote unquote soda tax. There's also the liquor by the drink tax. There's also the, and then you add up all these taxes. You go, why the hell would I go out and drive into Philly and deal with all that? Why would I do that? I wouldn't, is the answer. New York City's about to go through the same thing with this nutbag who they're about to, I mean, maybe they'll stop him from becoming mayor. I don't know. But this is a little bit of the, I played this earlier, but it's worth playing again. Because it sounds like AI. It does, but it's not AI. It's sadly this guy, Mondami, who talks about controlling the means of production. So this actually, this whole movement of controlling the food that goes in your body was started by a fake Republican named Michael Bloomberg many, many years ago when he started going after trans fat and then salt. Do you remember the war on salt and all that? And he was really the first. And then as New York went, then Philly followed, and then other American cities followed too. But I, for one, I don't want government bans. I think government has caused so many of the problems by just allowing things that are bad for us to go forward under the guise that they were good for us and then recommended to us and then even pushed on us, which led to obesity and then, of course, subsidizing various industries like corn and sugar and everything else. I mean, government has created some of these problems. I don't expect government to solve it. But a big way you can solve it is just by education. And yet we have a product of subsidies, food pyramids, and FDA that's a fugazi. It's not really a regulatory agency. It's a revolving door for people that work in the regulatory industry, quote unquote, to then go into big food, go into big pharma. The best way to have change is social pressure, like anything else. And the reason why they keep raising the cigarette taxes is because as more and more people choose not to smoke cigarettes and then they have to go after other things. So then there's a new report out now that vaping causes cancer worse than cigarettes. I don't believe that for a second, but they're losing revenue on the tobacco tax. So in places where they can't tax vapes, which is also why they wanted to ban all the flavored vapes too, because it competes with their source of revenue, which is the tobacco tax. So you hear these fugazi stories about how, well, you know, vaping is actually worse for you than smoking. It's like, shut up. Stop it. I know. And broccoli's going to kill me too. Here is Mondami. This is cut number three, Sean. This is not AI. This is what he wants to do. Seize the means of production. This is how these people think. This is the guy running for mayor of New York City. Cut number three.
What the purpose is about this entire project, it's not simply to raise class consciousness, but to win socialism. And obviously raising class consciousness is a critical part of that. But making sure that we have candidates that both understand that and are willing to put that forward at every which moment that they have, at every which opportunity that they are given. We have to continue to elect more socialists. And we have to ensure that we are unapologetic about our socialism. There are also other issues that we firmly believe in, whether it's BDS, right? Or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production, where we do not have the same level of support at this very moment. And what I want to say is that it is critical that in the way that we organize, in the way that we set up our, you know, set up our work and our priorities, that we do not leave any one issue for the other.
The BDS is the it's the pro-Palestinian movement. The BDS, if you're wondering what that was. BDSM is something different. BDS is the pro-Palestinian movement. Oh, and you know, there's this wacko who was on, I think it was MSNBC, who actually was praising Zoran Mamdani for refusing to condemn the phrase globalize the Intifada, which he's not only said, but he was given by Kristen Welker three opportunities to condemn that. And even Hakeem Jeffries, in that terrible, terrible clip that I played you earlier in the show today, when Hakeem Jeffries was going, well, he really needs to explain his answer on that. Uh-huh, right. But here's Pablo Torre praising, incredibly savvy, Zoran. This is cut number 20 from MSNBC today, for his refusal to condemn the phrase, globalize the Intifada.
You haven't done that.
I found him to be incredibly savvy, actually, in how he answered that, Caddy, both for the reasons you said, but also because of clearly who he's talking to. He's trying to build a coalition, to use that word, a cohesiveness on the left. And he knows that the people he's trying to persuade that, look, I'm not your typical candidate, is in fact a population of people that do not see the ideological, or in this case, the verbal, the rhetorical purity test in the same way that I think people who understandably, by the way, just wanted to condemn it, right? I understand that completely, but Molly, he is playing a bit of chess here. Yeah. And I think the larger move, the larger metaphor here is that he's seeing what Donald Trump has promised, right? Freedom of speech and populism. And he's saying, I'm going to actually use those weapons against the right.
Yeah.
That's the opportunity here, right? Collective self-interest rooted in the 99%. And that's why he's refusing to fall into these traps that he knows are going to end in one particular direction.
Aha. Uh-huh. Got it? It's good for him for dodging the answers. This guy dodges a lot, and he's going to be under a lot of scrutiny. I just, like I said today on America's Newsroom, I think this is now the 10th time I've mentioned that I was on there, I'm still not sure he's going to wind up being the candidate. I mean, I'm not sure he's going to wind up being the mayor. No, I think that there's probably efforts underway to try to stop this. Because this isn't just, you know, the mayor of some podunk town. This is the biggest city in the country. And you can't avoid what this means for the Democrat Party, which is why they're running from this guy now. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there are efforts at play. Whether they're successful or not is something else. But I certainly think that the Democrats are trying to figure out that, because he's such a bad brand, because he's saying the quiet part out loud and everything. I mean, seizing the mean of productions, getting rid of billionaires, you know, taxing white people more, white neighborhoods. Oh, I just mean that's because, you know, blah, 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 blah. Stop. And then, of course, globalize the Intifada. So it's a bad look for them. It's a bad look for them. And as you are heading into midterm elections, this is not what they want. I mean, I was talking to Dom in the hallway about this today after his show and before mine. You have this guy win. Congratulations. There's your face of the Democrat Party as you head into midterms. It's that consequential, I think. And I think that Jack Ciccarelli's already seized on it. I mean, pointing out that Mikey Sherrill supports his goals and his aims. So, all right, quick turnaround. We'll wrap it up. We'll turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. So don't go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wait.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Nevertheless, between now and then, the question is, will the one big beautiful bill get through the Senate? Will it go to the House? And then what happens then? Now, I told you, here's what I told you. I said that while President Trump is going to try to primary people that oppose the bill, you didn't know this part. Elon Musk is now threatening to primary people who support it. So... You can't make this stuff up. I'm telling you, you cannot make this up. So Elon Musk is now threatening primaries against Republicans who support the big, beautiful budget bill. That just came out a little bit a while ago. Billionaire Elon Musk, one of the Republican Party's largest donors in 2024, is strongly opposed to the GOP's mammoth tax and spending package and now believes lawmakers should lose primary challenges for supporting it. He posted on his platform X. Trump has Truth Social. He's got X. He's now saying that every member of Congress who campaigned on reducing government spending and then immediately voted for the biggest debt increase in history should hang their head in shame. He posted on X, and they will lose their primary next year if it is the last thing I do on this earth. That's what Elon just said on X a short time ago. It is obvious that with the insane spending of this bill, which increases the debt ceiling by a record $5 trillion, that we live in a one-party country, the Porky Pig Party. That's kind of funny, actually. Time for a new political party that actually cares about the people. Okay, he just put that out. And he said, if this insane spending bill passes, the American people will be formed, the America Party, will be formed the next day. Our country needs an alternative to the Democrat-Republican uniparty so that the people actually have a voice. And, you know, look, I've said this a million times before, and I'll say it a million times more, and I know my libertarian friends get mad at me when I say this, but it's just the truth. There will never be a successful third party in this country, ever. Ever. And you, there may be a replacement party. Like the Democrat Party could go the way of the Whigs, for example. and another party could fill the void, but there'll never be a successful third party. And the reason for that is the two-party system is too entrenched on the local level, and that's just the way it is. And I know people don't want to hear that. I know people get angry at me when I say that. I don't care. I'm just telling you the truth. I always tell you the truth. I don't just tell you what you want to hear. That is the reality. It on the local level, wards and cities and every the towns, it's all the two-party system. Now, that doesn't mean, like I said, that a third party could not form, take the place of one of the two major parties and fill that void, but it would still be under the moniker of, like, Democrat, for example. You know, but to do that, you'd have to throw out Crazy, and Crazy has a home in the Democrat Party, obviously, with the guy they just nominated to be their mayoral candidate in New York. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that could push that to a point where you have people that say, well, I'm out, and then another party fills that void. It basically is the Democrat Party, but with a new name. I mean, it could happen, but I wouldn't bet the ranch on it. But a third party could work on the national level to a degree. Like, you might elect a couple members of Congress, a couple senators here and there, but you're never going to be able to effectuate the kind of change you want. The reason why guys like, you know, he whose name shall not be spoken, Soros, have been successful in radically changing this country for the worse is that they went after the courthouse. They went after, they backed district attorneys who are radical kooks, but they did it under the Democrat brand. And they didn't try for the White House. They started at the local level. They started by infiltrating this country like a virus with people like Larry Krasner and Alvin Bragg and others. The mistake that's often made is people try to run third party on the national level, and that's a Herculean task, to say the least, because of how the parties are structured on the local level. So what you have to do is you've got to infiltrate one of the two political parties on the local level. It's got to spread across the whole country. And then from there, and that's really what they've done, if you think about it. And the Democrat Party has been crazy because Soros has invested all this money into making the party crazy by having local kooks elected at the local level and then funneling it up from there versus top down. So anyway, all right, that's enough for today. 4 hours is plenty of me, and 3 hours on camera, Joe from Columbus, is all you need. Sorry, but it's all you need. You know, this, actually, Austin had to fix the camera tonight in the studio anyway. So have a great rest of your night. Thank you so much for listening. Check out, hopefully I'll be on America Reports tomorrow between 1 and 3 on Fox News. And then join us for the show tomorrow at 3, from 3 to 7. In the meantime, keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, although I think Jimmy's off today because I think he's off this whole week. But nevertheless, it'll be a great show regardless, probably. So tune in. And I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. We'll be right back.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.